Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
you. One of the things that Jesus said, I want to talk as far as Jesus is concerned. Anytime you do something for him, one of the rewards you get is that he gives you more to do for him. Amen.
Amen.
They say somebody has been faithful over
yes,
one city, he'll give you 10 more. Because the way God appreciates people is that if you do a good work, you are given more work. You are not told go and sleep. That's not God's way of appreciating people. He doesn't say, oh, why are they? Go and rest. No, he doesn't do that. So God always gives us more to do.
And church, by the grace of God,
when the 10th anniversary came to the climax of it, was done on Sunday.
10th anniversary,
1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and the verse 9. As soon as it came to an end, Sunday service came to an end, what I began to receive was that God has opened another door for us. He has given us an open door. It's a great and effective door. As I began to meditate on that and think about that, I realized that it was true. It is true. And I'll show you why it is true tonight. And then after I show you, I'll tell you what we have to do based on what God has done for us. Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, for a great and effective door
has opened to me,
and there are many adversaries. But the adversaries cannot stop us.
You
people did not hear me. I said the adversaries cannot stop us. Actually, they are supposed to be there and be watching us, because God is preparing a table before us, and they are supposed to be watching us as we progress, as we go forward in life and ministry, and as we do more for the Lord. How many of you were here last week? Was it last week Tuesday I shared a testimony? Do you know that after sharing that testimony, you know what God told me? He said, you have done well. Because you have shared your testimony, I'm adding more healing to you.
So
if the healing was 70 at the time I shared the testimony, it's gone to
95.
Praise God.
95. Amen. Amen.
God is faithful. Hallelujah. So I want you to take note of some of the things I'm coming to share tonight. This month is our month of missions. Just like all the months of August, our focus is still on missions. Because missions is about people. And people are what God is about. God loves people. He wants us to invest in people.
We
want to focus on people. Be a blessing to people. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
And so because of that, as we normally do in the month of August, we'll be focusing on missions. The only difference is that for this month, we will not, this is the way we'll do our missions this month. Week after week, we'll be getting a certain number of people Sunday after Sunday to join our team that goes, divide themselves to the various places. So this time it will not be new territory we are entering into, but we will stand on the existing doors that God has opened for us. And Sunday after Sunday we will be sharing in all the various places. Everybody will have the opportunity to join the team that will be going on Sunday. If and when we need to get a bus, we will do so. But before the end of the month of August, we would like a greater part of us to have experienced what we are doing in our community churches. I'm referring to Chapiase, Atobrakrom, Impraniase,
Camp,
and Abom. Already the door is open for us
there.
It's an open door.
Yes.
So we are just going to go through that door, which is already open, and trust God to win more souls for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't like the idea, let me know. But in discussion with the missions team, that is what we've come up with. Because of the anniversary, we've not had so much time to plan and do the missions like we normally do it. But we believe that as we do this, we'll expose the whole church to the work we do in the various missions.
And
it will be a blessing to each and every one of us. So before this service closes, I will find out from everybody which Sunday you would like to go. But from this Sunday coming, which will be the 10th, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. Yes, we want to have a team of people every Sunday.
We'll
be going with our team. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So start thinking about it as we go through the short word I'm coming to share with us. Luke chapter 2, verse 46 to 49. Please focus and let's go into the word of God tonight. Luke chapter 2, verse 46 to 49. So Jesus had traveled with his parents, his earthly parents, while he was on earth, Joseph and Mary, and some of their relatives. And they had traveled all the way to Jerusalem for a feast or so. And the Bible lets us know that when they left, after a number of days, they realized that he was not part of the team that had left. And they were searching for him, and they couldn't find him. So the Bible tells us from the verse 46 that his parents had to go back. And it tells us that, and it came to pass that after 3 days, so they traveled all the way back to
Jerusalem.
They found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors. Doctors of the law, not medical doctors. And listen to what he was doing. He was both hearing them and asking them questions. So there were two important things that Jesus was doing. What was the first one he was doing? Was hearing. And the second thing he was doing was asking questions. It's important, note this down. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. But they said he was asking questions. But here they are saying they were surprised at his answers. So was he asking questions or he was answering questions? They said, first of all, let's go carefully through the scripture. Both hearing them and asking them questions. But we are told in the next verse, all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Somebody help me, please. Understanding and answers. So we realized that he wasn't just simply hearing and asking. In his asking, he was providing answers.
You see,
all of us have people in our classroom. I don't know if you have been in a school before. There are some people in our class, we call them too known. When the lecture is just about to end the class,
teacher no babe ponwa no a man in saso.
He said, sir, the quadratic equation you gave to this I don't understand. Is it that this one is subtract? So in his question, he's answered the question. I don't believe that Jesus was too known, but I believe that as he was asking questions, he was providing answers to the questions in the questions he was asking. Let's go on. And when they saw him, his parents, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Didn't you know, wist ye not, that I must be about my father's business? And everybody said,
Amen.
So Jesus asked them a question.
That
I have to be about my father's business. And so it makes us go back to what he was doing. What was Jesus doing? How is that the father's business? What is the father's business? Because we heard he was hearing and asking questions. Then we are told that they were amazed at his understanding and his answers. So hearing, asking, understanding, answers. And now we are told the father's business. So we have five different things in this verse alone. This verse is alone. Hearing, asking, understanding, answers, the father's business. What is the father's business? Because as far as Jesus was concerned, what he was doing there was the father's business. It is part of God the father's business that we should hear the word of God. It is part of God the father's business that we should ask questions about the word of God. It is part of the father's business that we should have understanding into the word of God. It is part of the father's business that we should be able to answer things that have to do about the father's business. And it is part of the father's business that we should be concerned about the father's business. And I just want us to take some insight from this tonight. That's why I said my sharing will be short. I've come to a place in life, by the grace of God, we've seen all the different stages of life. I think that by God's grace, my wife and I, we've been at a place, the place they call zero. Zero means what?
She, nothing.
It means you don't have anything. Yes, we've been there before. How many of you have been at zero before? I don't mean you have a little. But you've been at zero. And then when you are at zero, you are at a place where nobody could help you. There were no relatives. You had no relatives. And it was not in the internet age where you could send WhatsApp. Because there was no WhatsApp. And there was no mobile phone. How many of you have been in that area before? Listen carefully to all the things I said, though. You had no phone, no relative, nobody around you to help you, and no way of communicating with anybody. You see that all of you, your hands are down. Apart from mommy. You know, it's interesting. Today we can say it's smiling, but we know what it is to have nothing. And I'm glad that Paul also said that I have been in a place where I didn't have anything. He said, I know how to abase. So as far as we are concerned, God has given us the grace. We can help people who are abased. But at the same time, we have also been privileged and blessed to be at a place where we are bound, where we've enjoyed many things that not many people have enjoyed before. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Eating certain foods which are supposed to be exotic and all that. Even though to me that it doesn't mean anything actually, because you know, God has taken us through all this. Now, when you go through all of such the highs and the lows of life, I believe that God brings you to a place where you begin to appreciate what is very important in life. And until you get to that point, you will just be living in cycles or circles. We have come to realize that the most important thing in life is to know the Lord and to serve Him. At the end of the day, the most important thing is not money. It is not food. It is not houses. It is not cars. It is not any of these things that people fight for. At the end of the day, the most important thing is your relationship with God. Somebody hear me. It's very, very important. When we come to that understanding, it puts things in perspective. And when we come to that understanding, it helps us to also be a blessing to other people. GPM. I believe God has called us to be a blessing to people. I said, I believe God has called us to be a blessing to people. Because the aim of GPM is not to amass wealth or teach us to be, or teach us any other funny thing, but to teach us the word of God. That our focus like Jesus. At the time that we are reading this scripture, how old was Jesus? Can somebody tell me? He was 12 years. But even at 12 years, he had presence of mind to know what was the most important thing in this life. At 12 years. Some are 60 and they still don't, even understand what life is about. Some are 50, they don't understand what life is about. But he was 12, and he came to grips with this fact that the most important thing in life is to pursue the Father's business. So brethren, this month, our focus will be on doing the Father's business. Amen. And one of the great businesses God the Father has given to us to do is about souls. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is why our focus this month will be on missions. And I want to encourage everybody. As we give you opportunity on the 10th, on the 17th, on the 24th, and on the 31st to be a part of the missions team. Please give your names. Make yourself available. Let's go and be a blessing to these people. Indeed, some of them were here when we had the anniversary climax on Sunday. Some of them came all the way. And so on. It's a blessing. But we still want, there are many more there who have to be reached. There are many more there who we have to touch. Some of us, since you gave your life to God, you have not won a soul before. There are some people sitting here right now. You can't point to anybody that you shared the gospel with who gave his life to Christ because of you.
And it's
not the best. In fact, it's not good. Because when you appear before Jesus, you will not receive anything. You are like those people who get to heaven and the Bible says it will be as if you escaped through fire. May that not be you. But we are giving you the opportunity. You to go out there and be a blessing. The door has been opened for you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 3. And the verse 8. Probably is my last scripture. I said today we are sharing briefly. Revelation chapter 3. This is what Jesus said to one of the churches. Which church was he referring to? Can you go to verse 6 and 7 for me? 7? Okay, so I was talking to the church in Philadelphia.
All right,
so let's take it from here. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia,
he says, write,
this thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he who has the key of David, he that openeth and no man
shutteth.
Listen carefully. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and you have kept my word. You have not denied my name. May that be you and I. So God has set before us an open door.
You
want to take advantage of it this month. I want you to win a soul for the Lord this month. If you have not won a soul before, since you gave your life to Jesus, you've not followed up somebody, brought the person to church, established the person in the faith. There is nobody in the church who can point to you and say, because of this sister, that's why I came to church. This sister is the one who spoke to me, kept on following me up. And today I'm in church because of this person. If you can't say that, and if there's nobody who can say that about you, then you are the one I'm talking to tonight. Hello.
Hi.
How many of you are like that? There, you know that nobody can say that you brought the person to church.
Let me see.
How many of you are like that today? Oh, no. I mean, there's nothing. There's no shame. Yes. Oh, lift your hand like the way I'm lifting my hand.
Yes.
When your hand is down, I'll ask you who you brought, and then we will check. What, those whose hands are down, I'll ask you, who did you bring to church? And you will tell me your son. And I'll say, apart from your son. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this month, We want to believe God.
Yes.
That you too, you can share the gospel with somebody. Lead the person to Christ. And let that person be established. Among the pastors, listen, among the pastors that were commissioned, two of them were won to Christ in this church. One in our former church and one in this church. And have risen and become pastors. Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Chale! It's a very serious thing. They gave their lives to Christ here.
Yeah.
And have risen and become pastors. For me, it's an encouragement to me. It means that 10 years, if only one person gave his life to Christ within the last 10 years, and that person has grown up, and today the person is a pastor.
And
not a pastor that's like this. A pastor who is correct. We have cause to give praise to God. Hallelujah. But I am believing God. Listen carefully. I am believing God that next year by this time, all that we did in the 10 years, next year by this time, we would have done the same thing. By this time next year, we would have won just like the way we won in the 10 years. Because I'm believing God for 1,000 times more. And anytime I'm praying for GPM, I'm saying to God the Father, 1,000 times more. Let us do 1,000 times more. We can do more. I said we can do more. I said we can do more. We can reach more. We can have more impact. We can have more effect. We can have more influence. Yes, 1,000 times more. And I believe God will help us.
Yes.
I got to know that when we're taking the profiles
of
the newly commissioned pastor. And I said, he gave his life to Christ. Yeah, he came to GPM.
I said, wow.
If you have not done anything, we've raised the pastor. Pastors to the glory of God.
Amen.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday celebration service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-855-37 or 02420-32997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.